The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Yom Aleph is discussing the idea that Tal is lo miyatzer, Tal never stops, and it brings a pasuk in Malachim. It says V'yom Eliyahu Hatishbi Mitesh V'Gilad Al Achav. It quotes something that Eliyahu Hatishbi, who came from Gilad, said to Achav. So we refer to Eliyahu over here as Eliyahu Hatishbi. Why is he called Eliyahu Hatishbi? So the Mefarshim over here speak about it. Taisus and the Maritzchias. Why is referred to as Tishvei? Sounds like from the pasuk because he lived in Gilad, Mitesh V'Gilad. For some reason, he's referred to as Eliyahu Hatishbi. But the question is, whatever pshat you say, why he's called Hatishbi, why it's interesting that sometimes we refer to him as Eliyahu Hatishbi, sometimes he's called Eliyahu Stam, sometimes Eliyahu Hanavi. Why is it that in certain places he's called Hatishbi, in certain places he's not called Hatishbi? And there's a beautiful hezer from the Panovich Rav. This is brought down in the Sefer Arza de Beirav from Arya Zev Gorvitz. There's an interesting kash over there that he asked the Panovich Rav. He said that, you know, we say in the Gemara a lot of times we have the musik of Teku. Teku, the Pasha says, Teku means it should stand. But it is Yadua, it's farming down, that Teku is also a Rosh Tevis for Tishbi, Yataretz, Kushias, V'Yibayas. That Eliyahu never will come and he'll be Mataretz, all of our Shilas. That's the Tais Yonza brings us down another Svarim as well. So he asked the Panovich Rav, he said, why is it that when we talk about Eliyahu Navi answering our Shilas, we refer to him as Tishbi, Tishbi, Yataretz, Kushias, V'Yibayas. But when we talk about the Musig and the Gemar, V'Yehimunachat, Shiyov, Eliyahu, when we have a Suffolk on the money, who it belongs to, so we say Yehimunach Hachiyovah Eliyahu. We don't say Yehimunach Hachiyovah Tishbi. Why by Yehimunach do we call him Eliyahu? But when it comes to Tishbi Yataretz, he's called Tishbi. Why don't we say Eliyahu Yataretz Kushas Rebayas? Why over here is it Eliyahu and over there is it Tishbi? And the Panovich Rav answered like this. I just want to be meisef to be mazur a little bit. What he's saying, I'll read the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas Kayadua says a big aside in Eliyahu Navi, that Eliyahu Navi could really appear in two different forms. He could appear as an Adam, as a regular Gashmistic Adam, and he could appear as a Malach. And he says when he appears as an Adam, he's like a regular person, he's Chayv Mitzvahs like any other person. When he comes as a Malach, then he has a din of a Malach, and he's Pater Min HaMitzvahs. And he says that if Eliyahu Navi ever comes to teach Torah, to be Mechadosh, be Megal, something in Torah, he has to necessarily appear as a Adam, not as a Malach, because Malachim can't teach Torah, we're not Mekabel Torah from them, as it says, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. So if he's teaching Torah, he's coming as a Adam, not as a Malach. When he comes to do other things, other Shlichios, then he could come as a Malach, not as an Adam. So, Lefi that, the Panovich Rav says like this, he says, when Eliyahu Navi comes to be Mevayer, who the money belongs to, Yehimunach HaShav Eliyahu, that's just being Mevayer in Metzias, is it his money, or is it his money, to be Mevayer in Metzias, even a Malach could do, even a Navi could do, and therefore we just call him Eliyahu. But when he's coming to teach Torah, Tishbi Yataretz Kushas V'Yibayas, he's coming to say Pshat in a Gemara, to be Paisha Deshaya that we have, that he can't do as a Malach, because Lo B'Shamayim, that B'Hachach has to come as an Adam, he has to come as in the form of an Adam, and Mimela we refer to him as Tishbi, because Tishbi is referring to Eliyahu Navi when he comes in the form of an Adam, as it says, Tishbi Mitesh V'Gilad, he's one of the people who live here in Gilad, he's a regular person who lives in Gilad, so we B'Dafka refer to him as Tishbi when he's coming to Mataretz Akasha, because then he has to Dafka come as an Adam, not as a Malach. And I think Lefi this, he could be Mazra Elan in one of the Piyutim that we say on Matzah Shabbos. There's a Piyut that starts off with the words Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Giladi. And there's one line over there that says, Ish Tishbi al Shemay Nikra, Tatzlichenu al Yadu Batayra. He's called Ish Tishbi, his name is Tishbi, and we should be Zaychet to be Matzlich and Tayra through Eliyahu Navi. So what is the meaning of this? What does his name is Tishbi, what does that have to do with our Hatzlacha and Torah? It could be the Pshat is the Fila Panovich Rav, that if we were talking about our Hatzlacha and Torah through Eliyahu Navi, in other words, he's going to be Megala things in Torah, he's going to be Parshat our Shilas, he'll be Metayat Zekushas V'Yibayas. In order to do that, he has to come when his name is Tishbi. Ish Tishbi, Ashma Nikra, because when he's called Tishbi, he's coming as an Adam, and then when he comes in the Bechin of Adam, Tatzachan Yodah B'Torah, then we're talking able to be Matziach through him B'Torah. Meshengim, when he comes as a Malach, then he's not able to be Megala Torah because Lo B'Shamayim Hi. But when he comes as Tishbi, then he's able to be Megala things in Torah, and he could cause us to be Matzliach HaYadah B'Torah.